Welcome to day 169. We are up to the 10th and final parak of Masechta Shviz, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we like to post them on Erev Shabbos so that they're sitting and ready to go in your inbox on Motzi Shabbos. And we are switching gears now. Until now, we've been discussing Shemitah as it relates to agriculture and produce, and now we're going to discuss another element of Shemitah, which is called Shemitas Ksafim, the cancellation of loans. The Torah tells us that when the Shemitah year comes, that's likely at the end of the Shemitah year, it's Machlokas, but at the end of the Shemitah year, all outstanding loans are canceled. Why that's true probably deserves its own standalone extended recording to explain that a little bit, but al regel achas, most basically, it was there to really help the poor. You have to remember that in general, we are not allowed to lend to other Jews with interest, and therefore lending was not a business. You weren't making anything from it. Generally, it was done if you could afford to, and you did it as a chesed to help those who really needed to provide for their families. If after the general time, the person really couldn't pay back, so then just like Shemitah helps those who are poor in other areas, such as it gives them access to fields to pick produce that isn't theirs, so too Shemitah helps them when it comes to loans, that loans get canceled, they don't have to live with the burden of that loan for forever, and therefore it really relieves the burden of the poor. Whatever the reason is, says Mishnah Aleph, Shvis Mishametes Esamilve Bishtar Mishalo Bishtar. That's the general rule, that Shemitah cancels loans, whether there was a loan document or not, whether it was a contract or not, even verbal loans, all loans are canceled. So what is a loan? The Mishnah is going to give a few examples. Hakafas Hachanus Einu Mishametes. When someone buys on credit, when someone goes to a store and buys some groceries, and instead of paying right now, puts it on their tab, then Einu Mishametes, that's not going to be canceled in the seventh year because it's not really a loan. You're buying on credit. You're eventually going to pay it. It's not considered like a loan. But if it becomes a loan, Harezu Mishametes, then it would be susceptible to being canceled. How would it become a loan? Imagine the time in which you generally pay off your tab. Maybe you pay it off once a month. If that time comes and you didn't pay it off, and the storekeeper says, you know what, I'm going to give you a few extra days, at that point it becomes a loan. And if once it's a loan, then it would be susceptible to being canceled during the Shemitah years. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, Harishon Mishamet. He's more machmir, he's more strict. He says, as soon as you buy something new, then the previous thing that was on credit, then that becomes a loan, because you really shouldn't be buying something new if you couldn't pay back the old one. So as soon as you buy something new, it's as if the time to pay the old one has come, and therefore you should have paid it back. If you didn't, and the store owner is okay with that, it's as if it's a loan. He's extending the time in which you have to pay it back. Schar sachir in a mishamet. If you hire a worker and you generally pay them for a lot of things at once after a certain amount of time, you pay them in bulk, let's say once a month, whatever it is, then that's not considered a loan. The fact that you still owe the person is not considered a loan. It's just you haven't paid the person yet because you don't pay until the end of the month or whatever it is. And therefore, it is not susceptible to being canceled. The imasa milva. But if the time came to pay the person and you didn't, because we assume the employee did a kindness for the employer and gave the employer a little bit extra time, well, then that's considered a loan. And then, Hare Zemishamit, and it would be susceptible to being canceled. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, of course, in all of these cases, it doesn't fit the exact paradigm of helping only those who are poor. But the general principle is still true, obviously, that loans are canceled. Rabbi Yossi Omer says, Rabbi Yossi, Kol Malacha Shabosekes Bashviz. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree that when it comes to all work, it is not canceled. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends on the type of work. Kol Malacha Shabosekes Bashviz. Any work that is generally has to stop during the seventh year because it's usher to do. For example, plowing. If someone generally plows your field and you pay them, let's say, after a bunch of plowings, you pay them all together, then mishametes. That, once the seventh year comes, that would be considered a loan and therefore it would be susceptible to being canceled. Why? Because if a person works in bulk, you assume that the jobs are one after another. If there's going to be a huge break, a full year of a break in the seventh year because the person's not working for you, then we assume that the person's no longer working on credit, but you really would have closed out that tab after the sixth year. So if the person didn't pay back after the sixth year when you should have, we assume at that point the employee is allowing the employer a little of extra time. That's a loan, and therefore it would be canceled. Whereas, but if it's work that can continue during the seventh year, then it's not canceled, because at that point, you could have done some of the work in the sixth year, some of the work in the seventh year, and then the employer is going to pay you for all of that in the middle of the seventh year when you finish the work. So therefore, it's not considered a loan, because again, it's just on tab. You pay after a certain amount of time, and therefore it is not canceled. You wouldn't have that huge gap in between. Really, the general principle in this Mishnah is that any time a person extends the time that you should have paid them back already, the time to pay them back came, but the person allows some leeway there, that becomes a loan. But if it's just the normal way of doing things, that yes, the person hasn't paid you yet, but it's on a tab, it's on credit, or you pay after a certain amount of time, then that would not be considered a loan. That is Mishnah Aleph. Now Mishnah Beis. Hashochet es apara the chilka b'Rosh Hashanah, one who shechts an animal on Rosh Hashanah, shechts a big cow in order to enjoy the meat on Rosh Hashanah, but you can't afford, you can't eat an entire cow by yourself, so you bought it for a lot of families, v'chilka, and you divide it up to the families, and the point is that those families now owe you for it. They're going to pay you back. You kind of went in all together on it, but you laid out the money, so now they all owe you. Now, what we're going to learn right now is just a reminder of how months work. On the Jewish calendar, generally the lunar year, a lunar month is 29 and a half days, and therefore Rosh Chodesh, or months, are usually either 29 days or 30 days. There's a whole cheshbon, a whole way of how it went by, how they would announce it, and witnesses would come, but not for now. The point is, it would either be 29 days or 30 days. If a month is 30 days, then the 30th day, meaning the last day of the previous month, and the first day of the next month, both of those are considered Rosh Chodesh. If it's a month with only 29 days, then there's only one day of Rosh Chodesh, and it's the first day of the next month. So now you shechted this cow on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and says the Mishnah, Im haya ha-chodesh me'ubar, if it ends up that the month was pregnant, so to say, meaning that Elul had a 30th day, then mishamet, then it's canceled. Why? Because if your first day of Rosh Hashanah, if it turns out that the first day of Rosh Hashanah was really the 30th day of the previous month of Elul, well, that means that you created this loan, you shechted the cow, and all of your friends incurred this loan. They have to pay you back. That happened in Elul of the previous year, because we're talking about Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, just to be clear. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, and therefore they owed you that loan already from the 7th year, and therefore once the 8th, therefore it's eligible to be canceled, because it's still from Elul of the 7th year, but if it's not Mu'ubar, meaning to say that Rosh Chodesh is really the first day of the next month, Elul was only 29 days, and Tishrei, it's now the first day, then it happened all during the 8th year, there was no loan at all during the 7th year, and therefore in Mishamet, it can never be canceled, and people have to pay you back. I hope that's clear. If not, I'm happy to clarify. Ha'ones, v'amefatid, ha'motzi shemra, in cases in which someone is Rachmana Litzlan, is raped or seduced, or slanderous things were said about a person, all of which part of the penalty is a financial penalty, v'chol ma'isa beizdin, or any time that beizdin puts a fee on someone else, then einu mishamtin, in all of those cases, Shemitah will never cancel those loans. The person always has to pay those back because those aren't loans; those are fees. And on top of that, there's another halachic mechanism. It's as if you already if it's owed to Beis Din, it's if you already paid for Beis Din, it's already paid them. That's a separate concept. But at the very least, fees are not loans, and therefore they are not canceled. Hamalva al hamashkon, someone who lends on a collateral. I'll give you $100, but please give me your watch in return until you pay it back. The hamoser shtaros al Beis Din, or someone who hands over his debt to Beis Din, meaning to say that I don't want to collect my debt. Instead, I'm giving it to you to Beis Din, and Beis Din will collect the debt. It's almost like selling debt. So then, einu mishamtin, in both of those cases, again, they're not considered loans, because the way the Torah talks about it is that it needs to be loans between people, not between a person and Beis Din. And number two, in terms of the mashkon case, it needs to be only one-sided. The loan that the Torah describes is that you have something of your friends, and that's it. But if your friend also has something from you, because you gave them a collateral, then that does not fit the criteria of loans. So in this case, we learned, finally, that loans are really one-sided and that there are many things. Fees aren't loans, and something owned by Beis Din aren't loans. Loans really has a very particular definition in which the time passed, you were already supposed to pay for it, but someone gave you an extension, and it's only one-sided. There's nothing else that the person has from you, it's only that you owe that money. That is Mishnah Beis. We'll continue Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.